Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. A brand new week of bringing clarity to the chaos is here. It's the final week of 2022 and the final week of revisiting listener favorites from this past year. This week, author Jeff Kinley will look at the global reset that is here. Dr. Carl Baugh will share God's panorama of creation. And Rabbi Eric Walker will reveal the genesis of all prophecy from the Bible. As we draw closer to wrapping up this year, I think about God's faithfulness to Watchmen on the Wall and Southwest Radio Ministries. Through you, our listeners, the Lord has provided and allowed us to expand our reach on the radio, online, and in print. This year, we joined in gospel partnership with Prophecy in the News and relaunched the Prophecy in the News magazine. Also this year, dozens of new resources, books, and DVDs have been produced, conferences held all across the country, and the best Bible prophecy radio and podcast programming has been sent out all over the world. SWRC and Watchmen on the Wall, thank you for your prayers and support this past year. I can't wait to tell you about the great things that are coming in the new year here at Watchmen on the Wall. Many new and exciting opportunities to minister are available. It's an exciting time to be a partner with you in ministry here at Watchmen on the Wall. Again, thank you for your continued prayers and support as we prepare to begin the new year of ministry. Friends, do current events point to the Antichrist and his worldwide empire? Author Jeff Kinley is here to help us discover God's great reset planned for planet Earth and humanity.
You and I are witnessing the rapid rise of the globalist agenda that's been steadily moving society towards a one-world government. This movement is called the Great Reset. Maybe you've heard it spoken from the mouths of tech billionaires, environmentalists, and politicians like President Joe Biden. Ever since COVID-19 took the world by storm, the globalists have ramped up their Great Reset. Most would have to admit life today is quite different than it was a mere 2 years ago, and the change is accelerating at a breathtaking pace. Joining me today to talk about the Great Reset is Jeff Kinley. Jeff is a Bible teacher, conference speaker, and the best-selling author of over 30 books. One of those books is one that he co-wrote with Mark Hitchcock titled Global Reset. Jeff, welcome back to the program.
James, great to be back with you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, hey, let's talk about Global Reset. Jeff, I've read a lot of your books over the years, but I think this book might be your best. It's eye-opening. And I want to start with the basics. Who is Klaus Schwab, and what is the World Economic Forum?
Klaus Schwab is a former German professor, but he founded an organization back in 1971 called the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, which is where they've been meeting for the past 50 years. And basically what he's done, James, is he has gathered the world's global elites. We're talking presidents, premiers, prime ministers, heads of world banks, other notable billionaires in the world. And they all come together every year in this tiny little sleepy town called Davos, Switzerland, and they gather for the purpose of discussing how they can reshape the whole planet. In other words, they want to completely, fundamentally reset planet Earth and make it in their own image according to their own agenda.
Well, you write that the COVID-19 pandemic was a gift to the globalists. Would you elaborate on that statement?
Yeah, and it's really based upon one of the things that Klaus Schwab has said was that the COVID-19 pandemic presented a rare but narrow opportunity to reset the world. In other words, they want to use the crisis of this global pandemic to be able to address issues in the world that they think are fundamentally wrong. And so by getting the whole world revolving around this one crisis, they can slip in different areas of their agenda to be able to implement this great reset, they call, and to make the world more like they want it to be.
Jeff, with stores being closed and everyone being forced to shop online and with people not wanting to touch money for fear of germs and viruses, hasn't COVID pushed the world closer to a cashless society?
Well, it really has. In fact, what's very interesting is that when the pandemic hit, Amazon braced itself to have record losses. In fact, They predicted they would lose about $2 billion, I think, in the first quarter of 2020. What happened was they made twice as much as that in the first quarter. Their sales just exponentially increased because I don't know if this was an intended effect or not, but it certainly did accelerate the whole digital economy, really worldwide. In fact, I read a stat here last week where India has about 72% of its transactions are done digitally, which was surprising to me because I don't usually think of India being that digitally connected. But worldwide and here in America, it's well over half of all transactions now are digital. And part of that, I think, has to do with the fact that they colored money as being dirty, can carry viruses and all these things. So they implanted this whole idea of fear in people's minds so that they would move, I think, more towards a digital economy. Of course, in order for Antichrist to be able to reign over the world economy, it's going to have to be in a digital format.
Isn't going cashless, Jeff, really all about control?
It is, and that's really the bottom line. It's not about, oh, it's more convenient. It's not about it'll decrease theft or increase your security. In the end, it's all about control, because when we go digital, then that means everything can be tracked. And if it can be tracked, that means it can be traced back to your purchasing desires and wants and needs and that type of thing. If you, for example, happen to frequent a place that the government considers to be homophobic or against equality or something like that, then the government then could simply pass an edict or an executive order that says, well, we can throttle your account back or cause you to not spend any money anymore.
Perhaps they want to stop you from giving money to your church if they don't like what your church stands for.
If you think about it, if someone has control over the economy and that someone happens to have an agenda which is very anti-Christ-like or anti-Christian, then certainly what they'll do is just simply implement their own desires in that economy. And essentially what they've done in social media with the cancel culture, they'll do economically. They'll cancel you economically and throttle back your ability to spend. And eventually that's where it really hits people and gets their attention.
Now, Jeff, even though the COVID vaccines are not the mark of the beast, don't you think that that whole situation was a way to prepare for the future beast system that we see during the tribulation?
Yeah, I think what it did was it really just was a sort of a grooming technique. It was a global grooming technique. It was conditioning mankind to respond to a crisis with fear. Then the government comes in, offers a solution that we obviously know now was not a solution all along, but it conditioned them to accept something and to trade in certain freedoms to get certain benefits back from a governing body. And so in that sense, I think it really has sort of conditioned planet Earth. If you think about it, I mean, there are people right now still taking vaccines. There are people right now still wearing masks. If the next global crisis hits, no matter what it is, now people have learned, well, if I just do what the government tells me to do, I can get certain benefits back from that. And I have a sense of emotional security as well by taking whatever quote-unquote vaccine or any other sort of panacea that the government might offer.
I read this article before our interview, Jeff, that said Klaus Schwab actually said that the world could find salvation at Davos in 2022. What are your thoughts on that statement?
They believe that the solutions they have to offer the world will essentially fix what they see are all the wrongs and injustices in the world. For example, they believe that the world is destroying the planet. And so one of their primary pillars in their agenda is climate change and battling climate change. Of course, what that essentially means to the average person is they want to control what you drive, how much you drive. They want to control how much electricity you use. They want to control how much meat you consume. Another area is the area of equality. They think that the world is in a state of mass inequality in terms of economic inequality, and so they want to lower the playing field and essentially make everybody be the same. And that's classic socialism. What they're not telling people is that the global elites will not be a part of that mass economy. They're going to still make the money. In fact, Klaus Schwab himself has made over $100 million from doing this World Economic Forum. And even at the forum itself, when you pay like over $60,000 to come and be a part of it, there's still a separate level of the forum that you can't get into that the real global elites are a part of. So you can't go to a meeting and hang out with Bill Gates or with Joe Biden or any of these other elites that have attended in the past. So even in their own conference here, they're not practicing what they preach. And they fly there on these jets and, you know, supposedly destroying the environment with all these hundreds of private jets. So It's hypocritical, but at the same time, the agenda that they have, they really do believe that they're going to bring a sense of global salvation, make the planet more green, make people more equal, make everybody the same economically, and that's the way we bring about a happy Earth. And in the end, of course, we know that they will want to have one person to reign over this global governance system that they're proposing, and the Bible says it's going to be the Antichrist.
Jeff, isn't climate change sort of a religion for these globalists?
Well, essentially what they do, is, and they even say this, you can go on their website where they talk about the fact that they want to serve Mother Earth. So the idea is that instead of following the scriptural mandate and the scriptural description of man being a co-regent with God over creation, God gave man dominion over the animal kingdom and over the world. They want to reverse that. Of course, that's a classic what Satan does. He always parrots and mimics and distorts what God puts in his word. But yeah, so what they do is they serve the earth. And so if your purpose in life is to reorder your life in order to bow down to what you believe will help save the planet, then essentially that becomes your religion.
Jeff, I'm sort of amazed that the globalists don't hide their agenda at all. They're out front and open with it, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. And I think one of the things that we're seeing right now is that Satan is really beginning to feel emboldened. And I think one of the reasons why is because he knows it's the last days. He doesn't have the specific timetable that God has. He doesn't know when these things are going to take place. But right now, they're just blatant. Just like we see in America with certain immorality, they're so proud of what they're doing, they're not even hiding it, because the voice of reason, the voice of logic, the voice of common sense, the voice of morality and decency has been so squelched worldwide, and particularly in our country, that when you speak up against these things, you sound like a lone voice in the wilderness. And so they gain really the momentum, and when you gain momentum, you can be more bold in what you're propagating. So I think that's part of it.
This is James Collins, and my guest today on The Watchman on the Wall is author Jeff Kinley. We're talking about Global Reset, a book that he co-wrote with Mark Hitchcock. You can order a copy now by calling 1-800-652-1144. That toll-free number once again is 1-800-652-1144, or you can order online at swrc.com. Now, Jeff, what do you say to those who say that you and I are crazy and that this is nothing but conspiracy theory?
Well, I would say one thing. It is a conspiracy, but it's not a theory.
Right.
The way that we know that is because basically all of this information is out in the open. They're not hiding it. They want to reset the earth. They want to destroy capitalism. They want to make people into, they call them stakeholders, but essentially what they mean by that is everyone contributes to the global collective. They want to bring about the immoral equality that the Bible speaks against. They want us to serve the earth. So none of these things are being hidden. We're just simply using their own words. But ironically and really prophetically, James, what we do is we look back in the scripture and we see these are exactly the kinds of things that are setting up the eventual one world government that Antichrist will one day rule over. And so it's kind of paving the way. It's easy to see, and it's not a huge stretch. I mean, it used to be back in the day when you would tell people about Revelation, it sounded like, you know, science fiction or some
right.
sort of fantasy novel, and it's very sensational. But today, when you talk about these things, they're very doable. I mean, you see some of the technology or some of the global geopolitical chess pieces that have to be in place for Revelation to come to pass, and you go, whoa, these things are actually either happening or being propagated or proposed to happen right now. And so it's not far-fetched. We're not the people with the tinfoil hat. We're simply the people that are standing up and announcing the alarm.
Jeff, isn't it true that President Donald Trump, his America First agenda really upset the globalist agenda, and consequently he had to be removed from power?
No, I think that's very true. When you think about the globalist agenda and how every nation needs to be on board, every nation needs to bow to the idea that there's a world crisis. We need to get on board. We need to dissolve our borders. We need to become one economically. We need to get rid of this and cast off this idea of nationalism. The globalist will characterize someone who is a nationalist as being like a goose-stepping German in the Second World War, and we're all singing, you know, Heil Hitler to mm-hmm. Trump kind of thing. But in reality, it's just being a good patriot. But yes, Donald Trump was the roadblock keeping the globalist agenda from seeping into America. And so he had to be removed. He had to be taken out of the way. And whether there was an actual stolen election or some other way, he was taken out of the way. And now this globalist puppet, Joe Biden, is in office, and we know that he's a puppet because all he does is spout this World Economic Forum agenda. The whole idea of Build Back Better was taken directly from the WEF playbook. Biden was one of their keynote speakers in 2016 when Joe Biden called upon gas stations to lower their prices so that the American people could get a break from these high gas prices. That very principle is taken out of the World Economic Forum's playbook because the idea is that they don't want businesses to make money. They only want the government and the elites to make money. So essentially, one of the things they say in their agenda is that, hey, maybe you should just give away your services as a business and just let the government kind of take care of you. So the things that he's saying, he's just simply spouting right out of what they're feeding him.
Isn't it true that globalism will ultimately find fulfillment in the tribulation with the Antichrist one world government?
No, I think it will. I think that what we're seeing right now is the ramp up to that, and I don't know how far along in their agenda it will get before the rapture, but certainly I think it will be ultimately fulfilled and seen its fruition under Antichrist. And this is really becoming Satan's perfect storm. It's putting things in the world together to where all the people on the block are willing to play nice with each other and come together. But as you know, with any team, there has to be one quarterback, and the Bible says that the Antichrist will be that leader.
Since the global community that was led by Nimrod at the Tower of Babel, hasn't Satan worked to get the world back under the rule of one man?
Yeah, and it's very interesting, too, when you look back at Genesis 11 and you see Nimrod and the Tower of Babel, and it says they wanted to make a name for themselves, build a tower up to heaven. And, of course, historically, we know those ziggurat-like structures usually had temples on the top of them as if to get as close to the deity as they could. He was certainly a part of that. But God says, no, I don't want you to be a one-world government. I want you to scatter like I told you to do in the beginning. And so they became not one kingdom, but kingdoms. And if you read in Luke chapter 4, when Satan was tempting Christ in the wilderness, it's very interesting. He offers Jesus all the kingdoms of the world, mm-hmm. and then he says, because it's been given to me to have them. In other words, they are mine to give. And that's a legitimate offer. I mean, Christ didn't say, no, you don't have the kingdoms of the world. He recognized the fact that Satan was the god of this world, as Paul said. Jesus, John 12:31, called Satan the ruler of this world. And so these kingdoms, plural right now, are being ruled by Satan, but that's not enough for him. He wants them to be united so that he can rule them from one place and rule them through one man. And so the kingdoms are going to have to become the kingdom of the Antichrist, but as Revelation tells us, that there's going to be a point where God's going to say, no, I'm going to turn the kingdom of the world and the kingdoms over to my son, and he's going to reign in a millennial kingdom.
The book is titled Global Reset by Jeff Kinley and Mark Hitchcock. And you can get a copy right now by calling 1-800-652-1144, or you can order online at swrc.com. This is such a very great and timely topic. We're going to have Jeff back with us next time. Jeff, thanks so much for being on the program with me again today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
We'll hear more from Jeff Kinley on our next Watchmen on the Wall program. Learn more about God's Great Reset planned for planet Earth and humanity in the new book, Global Reset, by Jeff Kinley and Mark Hitchcock. Global Reset will open readers' eyes and alert them to how world leaders are using the Great Reset agenda to seize pandemics, natural disasters and catastrophes, civil disorder, political unrest, and other current events to reshape every facet of life, all pointing toward the universal economy and godless global government of the Antichrist. Prepare yourself spiritually and arm yourself with information. Find answers to the questions everyone should be asking about current world events and how they may be ushering in Christ's return. Order Global Reset by Jeff Kinley and Mark Hitchcock today. Simply call toll-free 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or order online, swrc.com. That's swrc.com. As we approach the new year, another outstanding resource for you and your family is our brand new Jewish Roots of Christianity calendar. This 16-month calendar features all major biblical and Jewish and Israeli holidays, plus U.S. holidays. All dates are in both Jewish and Gregorian systems. Each day contains scripture references to help you read through the Bible in a year. Friends, you'll be blessed by the gorgeous photos and artwork. Each month spotlights an event in Jewish history and prophecy. And I'm excited to let you know that part of the proceeds from each calendar go to the Onesimus Prison Ministry. When you order a calendar is also sent to a prisoner. Order the 16-month Jewish Roots of Christianity calendar today. 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can order your calendar online. SWRC.com. That's SWRC.com. And remember, for every calendar you order, a calendar will be given to a prisoner free of charge. It's a great way to encourage others and share hope with those in prison. Order the brand new 16-month calendar today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. We have special pricing available on bulk orders with free shipping on all orders over $100. 1-800-652-1144. Or you can order online, swrc.com. The last week of the year means it is Gleanings Week here at Watchmen on the Wall. And this year, we have some really special gifts for you when you give your year-end tax-deductible gift to the ministry. I'd like to go through those gifts. There's three very special ones I want to tell you about. The first is called The Annals of the World. In this special book, you'll be able to explore an unparalleled academic chronology of both sacred and secular history in James Usher's literary classic, Annals of the World. Usher is one of history's most famous and well-respected historians who wholly devoted himself to the defense of the Christian faith. Dive into his encyclopedia of ancient world history from beginning of time to 70 AD and discover true accounts of the people and events that shaped the world and contributed to the rise and fall of nations and ancient civilizations. This special book, The Annals of the World, is a special hardback edition that you will definitely want to add to your library. The second special Gleanings gift we have available this week is a special collector's edition of Pilgrim's Progress. John Bunyan's famous work, The Pilgrim's Progress, is, next to the Bible, the most popular book ever published. It's been widely distributed the world over since originally published in the 17th century. But many aren't familiar with the story in its original form or its famous author and his life story. This exquisite reproduction of the 125-year-old historical compilation manuscript is in its original 860-page entirety. And this special collector's edition of Pilgrim's Progress, hardback edition, is available as one of our special Gleanings gifts when you give a year-end gift this week. You can give your gift online, swrc.com, or by simply calling 1-800-652-1144. And please remember that when you give your gift for it to count on this year's 2022's taxes, it must be called in no later than December 31st, or if you're mailing in your gift, it needs to be postmarked by December 31st. One more Gleanings gift I want to tell you about. We talked about the Annals of the World. We talked about the special 860-page collector's edition of Pilgrim's Progress. The third special Gleanings gift we have this year is The Complete Works of Josephus, an exquisite reproduction of an original circa 1850 printing, the fascinating compilation. It's a remarkable record, really, of history from creation to around 100 AD. This monumental work includes revered works by Jewish historian Josephus and additional scholarly text by William Whitson. This 960-page beautiful hardback collector's item is actually six books in one, and it is available to you and your family as part of this year's Gleanings Gifts. The Annals of the World, the Special Collector's Edition of Pilgrim's Progress, and the special 960-page hardback edition of the complete works of Josephus. All are available when you give your year-end gleaning gift this week to Watchmen on the Wall. All you need to do is call 1-800-652-1144 and say you'd like to be part of Gleanings. 1-800-652-1144. Or simply give online, swrc.com. That's swrc.com. And in advance, let me just say thank you. Thank you for your year-end Gleanings gift to Watchmen on the Wall and Southwest Radio Ministries. We have a special treat for you today, a special feature from our friends at Larry Stamm Ministries. It's called Messianic Minute, 60 seconds of looking at biblical truth through a Jewish lens.
Shalom, friends. Larry Stamm here with a Messianic Minute, Biblical Connections Through a Jewish Lens. Jerusalem is the most mentioned city in the Bible for good reason. It was the center of life for ancient Israel. It was the place Jesus died for our sins and rose again, and it's the place the Lord will return. As God declares in Zechariah 8:3, I will return to Zion and dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the City of Truth, the Mountain of the Lord of Hosts, the Holy Mountain. As Jesus ascended to heaven from Jerusalem in Acts chapter 1, the angels reminded the disciples in verse 11, "This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven." As God's people, we cry out, "Maranatha! Come, Lord Jesus." For more connections, visit our website at larrystamm.org or see our Larry Stamm Ministries Facebook page.
If you're a new listener to Watchmen on the Wall, make sure you request your new listener pack. In this packet, you'll find a special welcome letter from our president, Dr. Kenneth Hill, information about the ministry, and a free book. It's our way of saying thank you for being a new listener here at Southwest Radio Ministries. To request your new listener pack, which is absolutely free, call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. And request your new listener pack today. Tomorrow, Jeff Kinley will continue his look at God's great reset planned for planet Earth and humanity. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchmen on the Wall podcast. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners just like you. Please visit swrc.com. That's swrc.com.